Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutray back on the show. Chad is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. We've known him for many years now, and we've watched his excellent work over the years in more than one, at least two important assignments that he's had. First with the SBA when we first met him, and now with NAM. And he produces some outstanding reports on the manufacturing sector and the economy and all aspects of that, which you'll learn as we go through our visit with him today. Chad, welcome back to the show.
It's always fun to be on your show, Jim. It's always a great conversation. And we have a lot to talk about, I guess, with the economy and everything else.
What do you guys – what you're one of the preeminent economists in the country. What do you think about the economy?
It's been a really a tough year for manufacturing in many ways. Obviously, you know, the global economy is slowing pretty materially. You know, we just got – actually just this morning we got data from Europe saying it was the slowest since 2012 in Europe.
Wow.
Led by Germany, which is obviously the dominant economy there.
Right. That's not good.
But we've seen slowness. You know, we put out a global report. The top seven markets that we sell into were contracting last month, right? So it just shows you just how weak the global economy has come. And, you know, manufacturing really depends heavily on exports. So you kind of combine the slowing global economy with the continuing trade uncertainties, and we've had a really weak first half of the year. You did see manufacturing production kind of pick up a little bit in May and June. So
right. Hopefully and that's Boeing, the Boeing 737 MAX hasn't helped either, has it? That's actually been a measurable indicator, hasn't it?
There's pretty long multiplier effects from aerospace, right? So a lot of suppliers there that are going to be impacted, and so yeah, that hasn't helped. Although, I'm still confident that you know, moving into 2020, right. Sounds like they'll be fine. But
I want to ask you a question about this, about selling into these markets. So I'm a lot older than you. I remember when recession snuck up on us because the supply chain was so inefficient. It was before just-in-time inventory. It was before you know, all this communication that we have right now, before RFID and all that. So, I mean, literally the supply chain getting, you know, one end not knowing what the other end is doing literally would cause recessions. But now we have all these new practices and technologies to prevent that. Is knowing what's going on the other end, is that helping to ameliorate the downturn in the economy? Are we able to adjust our production to affect to keep from ballasting up the supply chain?
I think that helps. I mean, I think having that certainty helps a great deal. I think a lot of people are reevaluating their supply chain, certainly with regard to the trade conversation, but excuse me, even outside of that, I think that companies were reevaluating the supply chain to begin with anyway, just to make sure that they stay efficient. I mean, you also have rising costs abroad, transportation costs are higher, et cetera. So, I mean, I think that that continues to be one of those issues where I think companies are just being smart and trying to reevaluate where that supply chain is. I mean, even just look at the NAFTA conversation.
Right.
You know, manufacturing really depends pretty heavily on the supply chain throughout North America, and everyone's looking at that now and saying, okay, do I need to reevaluate what we're doing here? Obviously, hopefully, we have USMCA passed soon, but I think that there is certainly a conversation to be had there about the overall supply chain.
Well, the thing, you know, in the old days when it got out of hand, you had to absorb all of the production that was in the pipeline before you could actually recover. Now, if you don't create a pipeline, fill up the pipeline in an unwarranted way, and even if the economy is off because we're not making as much sales, whenever things turn around, we can recover quicker. Notwithstanding something stupid from Wall Street, like 2008, any kind of a retrenchment, we should be able to recover from that quicker, shouldn't we?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, I think the reality is, though, manufacturers really heavily depend on certainty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we've lived in uncertain times for a while, certainly as long as I've been chief economist here at the NAM, whether that's tax and regulatory policy early on or trade policy more recently.
Hold on to that thought, Chad, and I want to come back to the trade policy. When we come back, we're going to see how much the trade policy is affecting the manufacturing sector in the world. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.